morning. Welcome to the Ray of Hope prayer call. I am Reverend Donna Gunter, and I am so pleased to lead you in prayer this morning. We are continuing to pray through the devotional Jesus Calling by Sarah Young. Her focus today is on the peace that surpasses all understanding. And one of her focal scriptures came from 2 Thessalonians 3:16, which says, "Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you." I believe that many of us on this call have experienced times when it seems like our lives were spiraling out of control, whether that was due to internal forces, poor choices, health challenges, whether that was due to worrying or obsessing over things, or it may have been external forces, family, aging, money challenges, work challenges, the news, and society as a whole. Major life transitions, or the death or life-limiting illness of a loved one. You're not sleeping at night, you're overeating, or you're not eating at all. You are turning to unhealthy behaviors to mask the pain and seemingly loss of control. You feel that chaos is all around you and your head is in your hands and you're crying out silently or out loud, "Lord, help me, I need peace. I can't do this. I can't go on like this." But God says, no. Hold up, wait a minute. He says, "This is not my plan for your life." God says, "I am the ultimate helicopter mom, constantly hovering over you, seeking to give you that peace that seems so elusive." In our devotional, Sarah Young stated it like this: "God says that my peace hovers over you, searching for a place to land." So the question becomes, how do we develop a landing pad for God's peace to settle into our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our spirit, so that we can walk in all situations and at all times in that peace that surpasses all understanding? There were three things that came to my mind: that we must believe, we must trust, and that we must activate our faith. So we must believe that God cares for us, that God cares for you. God says that you are not some random person that is out in the world with no protection and no love. God says, "I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have loved you so much that I sent my son Jesus into the world to die for you. That I loved you and I knit you together in your mother's womb. I know every hair on your head. So believe that I know you intimately. And I say to you, do not fear, do not worry, do not be anxious for anything, because I have summoned you by name. You are mine." In other words, God is saying, "I got you." God says, "Believe that you have been given the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and the gates of hell will not prevail against you, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper, because we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus." We must believe. And though at times this may seem just like words, we just remember that God cares. And so in our believing, we must also trust. We must trust God's word that says God is working in all things for our good, although it seems like things are out of control. We must trust that God is all powerful, all knowing, and almighty. And God can do exceedingly, exceedingly, and abundantly more than we could ask or imagine. We must trust the word that says that God will never leave nor forsake us. For God said that when we go through the water, he would be with us. God says that when we go through the rivers, they will not sweep over us. And when we go through the fire, we will not be burned. We have to believe and trust that God has a plan for our lives, plans to prosper us and to harm us and to give us hope and a future. Then in addition to our believing and our trusting in God, we must ultimately put our faith in action. We must lean not to our own understanding, You know, that we've been sitting up here trying to figure it out, trying to work it out. But God says that you got to stop that. Stop that. He says, because I'm already working it out. We must seek God with our whole heart, even when our heart is breaking and seems so disjointed. God says, when you seek me with your whole heart, then I can reveal the unsearchable things that I know that you know not of. We must cast all of our cares upon God daily. That means that we have to take time every day to share with God the things that are causing us concern. The word says that if you draw nigh unto God, that God will draw nigh unto you. And lastly, we must look to the hills from which cometh our help and know that all our help comes from God alone. I think that when we do these three things, when we believe, when we trust, and when we put our faith in action, that we will be able to receive the peace that God so graciously wants to bestow upon us. That peace that surpasses all understanding. That peace that says, if God is with me and God is for me, then God is more than the world against me. Let us pray. Lord God, creator and sustainer of all things and of this universe, we come casting our cares upon you. God, we come giving to you all of our illnesses, all of our diseases. We come, God, giving to you the fact that some people don't have enough money to make ends meet, or that some people are out of work today. We come, God, giving to you the fact that we are aging and we can't seem to do the things that we used to, that we need help each and every day. We come, God, casting upon you that our loved ones are dying and they are leaving a hole in our hearts. Our family members are doing things that are not beneficial to them or to our family. And God, our children have finished another school year. And some will be going off to college. Others will be entering another school, a school when school begins again in the fall. And we know that gun violence is out of control. God, our society seems like it is just barreling down in a way that we don't want to be a part of. And so, Lord, we just bring that before you, and we just thank you that we can come to you, that we can cast our cares on you, that we know that you love us, God, and we know that you are El Roi, the God that sees us. And so you see our despair, you see our crying out, you see all the things that are causing us to not be able to seem to sustain our peace. But God, your word tells us that you will lift us up out of the muck and mire, that you will set us high upon a rock. God, that you will lead us to the rock that is higher than us. And we are so very grateful for that this morning. God, we know that if we continue to stand on your word, God, that there will be nothing that will keep us from having your peace. We thank you, God, that there isn't anything in this world that you will withhold from us. You said that you love us and that you lavish your love upon us. So God, on today, we just give our trust, our faith, and our belief unto you. Help us, God, in our unbelief. And we will forever give you the glory, the honor, and all praise. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. And now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. Thank you so much for joining us on today. We pray that you will meet us for worship in person or online at our media sites, Facebook, YouTube, or our website, www.rayofhope.org. We gather at 10 a.m. to worship our God and to give him all the glory due his name. Have a great day and claim your peace. Amen.